I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're coming to you from the Fitness Center at University Hospital's Avon Health Center. And joining us for this segment, we have Renee Barrett, who's the program manager. Good morning, Renee. Thanks.
Good morning and welcome.
You've got a lot of things going on here.
Yes, it's an exciting place to be.
A lot of people coming through the door so far this morning. You know, you open at 5 during the week, right?
Correct.
Are there people at the door at 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Our staff arrives at 4:30 and there's sometimes folks even waiting that early.
Did you have to thaw them out this morning? If they're waiting out there, come on in. Come on in.
I knew something was up when I pulled in about 6:45. There were people leaving. So they get in extra early,
yes.
And then they're off to work or
yeah,
whatever
many,
activity.
Many start their day at 7, you know, get to work at 7 a.m., 7:30. Get it done. That's my style.
For this year, when you put programs together, do you kind of do it on a yearly basis, or is it kind of month by month where you're looking for new programs to add?
We do have a yearly plan, Bruce. But sometimes things kind of, you know, pop up as the season dictates or as our members or community has requests for us.
And you have things, as you mentioned, new things coming up all the time. For example, I'm looking at the wall right behind where we are in the lobby, and I see a casino social, and I see big playing cards up on the wall. What's that all about?
Well, our members enjoy physical activity, but also a lot of what makes our program special is the camaraderie and the relationships that are built. So last year, some of our team put together a casino trip, and this is our second annual. This year, they will be traveling to Presque Isle Downs and Casino on Wednesday, March 4th, and there's, you know, a couple hours in the bus for some camaraderie, some games, maybe some liquid refreshment if that's your thing. And on the way home, they enjoyed a movie. This is kind of a fun program because the fee is pretty low and it is open to the community, family and friends of our members. You pay $45 and then you get to the casino and they give you $30 of free play. Plus $5 for a food voucher, so you can use that for lunch or dinner. Again, I didn't attend it last year, but we had excellent feedback from our participants, and they asked us to do it again.
And if somebody wants to get on board who might be listening, who might not be a member, how can they go about doing that?
They can contact, we have two members from our leadership team, Maggie Langley. She's at 440-988-6816. Or Dina Oley, our business office manager, at 440-988-6818. We are asking that everyone register by this Sunday, the 15th. We do have a minimum number of spots, so make sure you sign up early.
It's one of those programs, as we mentioned, open to the public, but you also have other programs here during the week that are open to the public as well.
Yes, Craig. I'm very excited. Health education is my specialty, and I'm going to have a wellness talk tomorrow here at our facility in our first floor conference room from 11:30 to noon. And heart health is, you know, the theme for February nationally. And the topic will be blood pressure and just general heart health. I'll have some freebies and giveaway. And again, that is open to the public.
Let's talk about some of the programs here underway right now. I know you have what's called a Super Bowl challenge for members.
Yes.
I must admit I'm part of this.
I was wondering, which team are you on? Can I ask?
I'm on the guys team.
Okay, that's the Seahawks.
Okay.
So hopefully you fare better than you did last week.
Well, yeah. But how does it work and how many people are taking part in the challenge?
We have about 180 people in the Super Bowl challenge. Which I'm very excited about. Those are pretty high numbers for what we usually experience in one of our member incentive programs. But what we did is participants signed up for a team, and we have our fitness specialists. We have two guy fitness specialists, and they are the Seahawks, and we have actually three female fitness specialists. So it's the guys versus the girls. They are the Seahawks. And our members are encouraged to exercise, and with so many minutes of exercise, if you do 60 minutes, you get a touchdown. If you do 30 minutes, I believe, don't quote me, I think it's a
field
safety.
Goal.
Oh, okay, field goal. Thank you. You can also pick for an exercise challenge you can do just to get folks to maybe enhance their exercise program, maybe do a different exercise, learn something new. So I participate in these things just because I like to have a goal and a reason to, you know, get up in the morning. And I found it's helped me increase my physical activity as well.
It's one of those nice ways to sort of mix it up.
Exactly.
Get people to do something different and get the pleasure out of it.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of enthusiasm about it and the friendly competition, you know, between the two teams. Many members come up to me and say, you know, I really wasn't going to come in today. It was kind of cold, but this helped me get in.
Now, do you punch in, punch out? I mean, what kind of honesty is here? We know how things go with, you know, Super Bowls and teams involved. What kind of, you know, what's the angle that you can...
We did put some rules in place ahead of time. And, of course, we know when people are here checking in. And it is on the honor system. We will joke when we walk around the floor and we see our members more socializing and using their jaws and not really exercising, that we say, hey, why don't you get on a piece of equipment and keep talking instead of just, you know, standing there. So, you know, to each his own.
Right. Well, you need the other team to keep the other team honest.
Exactly.
Well, right? Just to make sure they're doing it right. But that's part of what, you know, Craig mentioned about changing it up, because many times people get into exercise, it's a routine, but sometimes a routine becomes sort of boring and you kind of lose that sort of...
Mm-hmm. Your body will adapt to the given
exercise. So this allows
you
to just try different things and sort of force you into a different direction, perhaps.
Exactly. And it's also good for preventing overtraining or overuse injuries, varying your exercise program, not just doing the same cardio or not just doing the same strength training routine, and help you avoid the inevitable plateau.
A lot of people take what are called the Les Mills classes here. What's Les Mills? What's the origin of that?
Les Mills is a trademark workout program that's offered nationally, and we are a facility that offers that program. The programs include Body Pump, Body Attack. I'll talk about those. Body Pump is a plate-loaded strength training program. So if you attend a Body Pump class here or you attend one in Chicago, whatever track or program they're working on in that time, you're going to do that same routine. So there is something to be said for, if you know what's coming next, you can plan, am I going to go heavy on this next set? Am I going to go lighter? So that you can see a progression. Body Attack is more of a, like a combat, martial arts is involved. So there can be some jumping, but you can also modify it. We also have CX Works, which was just offered, actually, I think in the last maybe a year and a half. CX Works is a nice program because it's quick. It's not a full hour. It can be it's typically offered in maybe a 30-minute to 45-minute format. And it involves the resistance bands, and a lot of the emphasis is on the core. I had the pleasure of demoing it with some of our team, and I tell you, I need to be in that program because I could see that the core was maybe the weaker link.
I've yet to try that. Haven't done it yet.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
And the good thing is it's 30 minutes, so it's like you can do anything for 30 minutes.
Sure.
Les Mills, by the way, Olympic athlete from New Zealand. You need to look this up.
Thank you. I should.
Wow, you're something over there, aren't you?
Yes, he was a track and field athlete who represented New Zealand at the Olympic Games. He was also... competed in shot put, discus, and those other tracks.
Do you know when? How long ago?
Well, he was born in 1934, so probably would assume in the mid-50s or something.
Yeah.
He's 80 years old right now, so
wow.
Trust somebody who's 80 years old on how to keep in shape.
Thank you, Bruce.
MP.
Additionally, Body Step was a program within the Les Mills series that was offered, just started being offered in the past year. So, you know, step aerobics, you know, happened, you know, in the 80s. I'm still kind of a step aerobics kind of girl. And so it's fun to find that platform coming back into the aerobic scene where you can minimize some of the impact, you know, versus just, you know, jumping up and down.
Do the fashions come back with it, too? At that
you know, a lot of those 80s fashions are coming back. I've noticed that when I last time I was shopping.
I see a lot of really bright fluorescent colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know why,
even on shoes.
You know why they do that.
Why?
Look at me. I'm exercising. You can see me. I'm exercising. Or I'm just walking. Or I went down to the mailbox wearing this, so I must be exercising.
I think some leg warmers. I think I've seen those.
That would be good, too.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things going on here at the fitness center as we continue broadcasting, spotlighting Avon throughout the morning. Our guest today has been Renee Barrett, the program manager. Anything else you need to plug or let people know what's going on?
We do have an award-winning spa. And for Valentine's Day, if you're looking for kind of a date day, from 2 to 4, we're offering a couples massage workshop where you can learn some techniques to give a great, you know, neck massage or whatever you're looking to accomplish. It's in a group setting, and it's very professional with Margo, our licensed massage therapist. If folks are interested in that program, we're asking that they register early this week by Wednesday, and they can contact me or through our front desk. The number is 988-6801.